It is 11:46. Do you remember where you were when Colleen Rooney sent that tweet alleging that Rebecca Vardy had been leaking stories about her to the Sun newspaper? I mean, it certainly blew things up. Rebecca Vardy strenuously denied it. She's suing Colleen Rooney for defamation, and that libel trial is set to begin tomorrow at the Royal Courts of Justice. I've been talking to Antonia Foster, who's a partner at the Carter Ruck law firm, to find out what exactly has been going on. And she began by explaining to me how the whole thing has become known as the Agatha Christie trial.
Yes, it's certainly one of the more fun elements of this case. Well, the background really is Colleen Rooney doing a bit of sleuthing as to who may or may have not been leaking information to the press via her Instagram account. And of course, we all remember from sort of early, you know, early on in the century, I think, when the acronym WAG was first in common use, wives and girlfriends of footballers. So the sleuthing term has become Agatha Christie, you know, being a pun on the author that we all know very well.
Well, it certainly keeps people interested. So let's go back to the beginning then. How did this all begin?
Well, it started really with Colleen Rooney becoming concerned that various bits of information were being leaked to the press, information that she had only, she thought, been sharing with a relatively limited circle on a private Instagram feed. So she, we are told, came up with this plan to simply put stories on that feed that were sent to a very limited audience, and in fact so limited, so she says, that they were only being accessed by Rebecca Vardy. So far, so stealthy. And later on, when she is fairly convinced that some of these stories have been leaked to the press, she puts a post up on Twitter and on Facebook and on her Instagram free feed, essentially saying that she has proof and has uncovered that it is Rebecca Vardy who effectively is breaching her trust and leaking information to the press that she otherwise wanted to keep amongst a trusted circle. So far, full of drama. But the tables rather turned on her to the extent that Rebecca Vardy wasn't going to take this lying down, and she has issued proceedings in the High Court, trial due to begin tomorrow, I understand, suing Colleen Rooney for defamation on the basis that what she published was an allegation that was, you know, both damaging, defamatory, and one likely to cause her serious harm.
And so Rebecca Vardy is suing Colleen Rooney, but is Colleen Rooney suing her back for anything?
No, she's not.
Right.
So Colleen Rooney is being sued by Rebecca Vardy, as you say, but it's Colleen Rooney. It's for Colleen Rooney now to prove the truth of the allegations that she has published of Rebecca Vardy. So in many ways, the onus is on her to make good the statement that she published. But of course, it has the effect, as so often with these high-profile cases, of a large element of airing your dirty laundry in public and prolonging the nature of the allegations.
And it's kind of got broader in the sense that I think Ms. Vardy's PR has now been brought into this as a potential source of the leak.
That's right. So at an earlier stage in the proceedings, Colleen's legal team wanted to actually join Caroline Watt, I think her name is, as a defendant into these proceedings. This is on the basis that at this stage they suspected that Caroline Watt may well be responsible for leaking the information to the press. Caroline Watt is, or was, I believe, Rebecca Vardy's agent. This was initially denied by the Vardy team that Caroline Watt or anybody else directly connected to Vardy or authorised by Vardy had anything to do with this. It has subsequently emerged that Vardy now seems to think that is a plausible explanation, that Caroline Watt did indeed leak these messages. And there was an earlier hearing where the court wanted to get hold of all the messages, WhatsApp messages and text messages that may have been on Caroline Watt's mobile phone to try and establish if there was any information there that might shed any light on this. Unfortunately, it appears that the according to Miss Watt, the mobile phone is now currently at the bottom of the North Sea, having been lost on a boating trip some while ago. So that sort of information is no longer available to the court.
And the plot, the plot thickens.
Well, indeed. More Wagatha.
And understand as well that she was expected to give evidence at the trial, which begins tomorrow, as you said earlier, but the High Court's been told she's not fit to give oral evidence.
Yes, that's right. That emerged, I think, a week or so ago, that she's not well enough to give evidence. So there seems to be limited information that is likely to come directly from her.
So what would happen in that case, just generally in courts, if a witness, a potential witness, isn't able to give oral evidence? Are they then expected to give written evidence?
Well, the court, that could happen. I don't know if Caroline Watt has already given a written statement. Normally what happens is that anybody who's expected to give oral evidence in court will already have provided a written statement for the court. That would have been done some time ago. And the court can obviously take stock of what's in that statement. Particularly if the reason the witness isn't coming is on medical grounds, but it's really at the discretion of the court the extent to which they're going to consider it and what weight, if any, they're going to attach to a written statement.
Do you know, to normal people, or to not normal, to everyday people, right, this all seems rather petty. It all seems a little bit school ground, for me anyway. She said this, she told my secret, and I know it was her who told my secret, and no, I didn't tell her secret, it was so-and-so who knew my secrets, la-di-da-di-da. When you think about what this argument's actually about, who wins here, really? It's the lawyers, isn't it?
Well, I think that's a very good question, who wins. I mean, the difficulty is that you have a situation where, you know, so much dirty laundry is being aired in public, and given the high profile of these two women, that's even more so here. I mean, evidently, both of them feel extremely strongly about the allegation that is being published, you know, one to try and demonstrate that what she said was completely true, and the other to do the reverse of that. But yes, unfortunately, sometimes positions get entrenched, and perhaps those of us sitting on the outside who think that perhaps the solution might be capable of being found rather than spending all this money on legal proceedings, that doesn't necessarily filter through to the parties.
I mean, how long typically do cases like this take?
Generally, from the moment the claim form is issued, which is the formal start of any legal claim, it can take up to 18 months or 2 years to get to court. Sometimes it's faster than that, but I think 18 months is a good estimate.
And then in court?
That will depend very much on the nature of the case. I think this particular trial is listed to be heard, I think it's just for 4 days this week. Some cases can go on for many weeks, some cases can only last a day or two. It really depends on how much there is for the court to look at and to get through and to adjudicate on, and of course how many witnesses are coming to give evidence and to be cross-examined.
Either way, this could quite easily be made into a TV program, couldn't it? Into a drama.
Yes, it does have the slight hallmarks of Netflix written all over it, doesn't it? Coming further down the track, we will see.
Indeed. Would you watch it?
Would I watch it? Oh, probably.
Listen, it's been good to talk to you, and of course the trial begins tomorrow. Antonia Foster, partner at Carter Ruck, thanks for taking us through everything.
Thank you very much.
And every twist and turn in Colleen Rooney and Rebecca Vardy's court case will be followed in the Five Live pod. The first few episodes are already out and give you more background. And then, of course, we'll follow the case closely too. The pod is called It's Wagatha Christie, and you can subscribe to it on BBC Sounds.